Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
Coach on Fire Radio.
I am the
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Replenish Me radio show, episode 2. My name is Cordelia Gaffar. I'm the founder of Workout Around My Day. I work with moms to help them to nourish, energize, and sweet talk themselves. I do that by showing them how to build a system of nurturing through eating wholesome foods, movements throughout the day, and empowering messages to make them feel more positive. Thank you so much for joining me today. This episode will be all about gratitude. We have such a high amount of negative energy going through the world right now. I am in the United States, and especially here, it's a lot of negative energy, a lot of projecting of what's in people's hearts. And what's in people's hearts these days isn't really the best. But I would like to share a story with you before I get into my content today to tell you what I am grateful for. So yesterday was World Hijab Day, and I am an African-American Muslim woman. And for the 4 years that World Hijab Day has been celebrated, or since it's been introduced, I've posted about it, and I've never gotten so much feedback as I did yesterday. And not only did I get love and participation, but I also got a lot of people actually posting pictures, women who are not Muslim, posting pictures of themselves with their hijabs on. And it was a beautiful thing. I was very, very grateful for that. And that's what caused me to post on my Facebook page today that I'm grateful for our new president, because for all the things that he's not, he is bringing people together. He is causing people to find what they have in common and how they respect each other, how they can connect with each other. And that is a major thing. That is a beautiful thing. And that's how we can make America great again. Now, getting in straight into content, a lot of what I talk about in my Facebook group with my moms, it's called the Stress-Free Sisterhood, is the importance of sisterhood and motherhood. And it's very easy to project the ugliness in our hearts onto other moms when we see the things that we're doing wrong. And it's a lot harder to see what we are doing right and being grateful when we see that in somebody else. And that's the kind of energy that I have in my group and my Facebook group. And those are the type of women that I have in my Facebook group. So let's get straight into content. What I'd like you to gain from today's show is how to recognize your gifts and how to be grateful for them, how to get to a place of gratitude based on what you have to share with the world, and why you are enough, and why you have so much to be grateful for. And lastly, I want you to understand that even if you think that you suffer from lack of discipline, you truly are disciplined, you're organized, and you have a plethora of resources. So with that, let's just talk about how do you recognize your gifts. So we all have something that we're really good at. Don't oversimplify the things that you do every day. Let's say that you are a mom who recently decided to leave the workplace and stay home with your small children, and you may be grappling with the fact that you know you had an amazing career, you were making money, you were very successful, and all you do is change diapers and clean the house all day. And that drives you to do things that are not really the best for your health. Step back and do yourself a favor. During your day, right, we try to keep that ongoing to-do list and checking it off. During your day, how about taking 1 minute to journal what you're good at, what you did well, okay? So if you are not a cook and if you're not a cook and then you had to cook today, and so I'm being interrupted by my two lovely children during my radio broadcast live, and I'm going to grab whatever it is that she asked for. I believe she asked for gloves. That is the life of a mom with six kids. So I'm going to go off screen, but the people that are on radio will still hear my voice as I grab these gloves and get them to her very quickly. And so now she has her gloves and she's still screaming. Anyway, so recognize what you're grateful for. And, you know, what you've done well so far today. So if it's them, I gave the example, if you were cooking and you're not really good at cooking, but you actually didn't burn the food today, that's something to put down. If you had a situation like this and you still kept a smile on your face and you continued to finish whatever it is you had to do, then that is another thing to be grateful for. If you didn't lose your cool, we're in a time and a place when you would normally lose your cool. That's something to be grateful for. So, and that these are your gifts, and these are the things to be grateful for. So, journaling is a very powerful tool to use to recognize what you're good at and to clear your heart in the moment. Now, how to get to a place of gratitude based on those gifts. Now, once you've been in this practice of journaling for several days or for several weeks, or maybe, you know, it doesn't even take that long, sometimes like 3 or 4 days of just seeing the pattern or the things that you didn't even know you were good at. Maybe you didn't realize that you could hem clothes. Maybe you didn't realize that you could make chocolate cake from scratch. Maybe, you know, there's so many things that we don't realize that we're good at. Maybe, you know, all those years you may have had a successful career in PR, but then you find out, in fact, that you're really, really good at giving people financial advice. You know, maybe you're really good at budgeting and you probably would have made a much better CFO. And just whatever it is that you recognize as your gift, this is what I did. I was a corporate accountant when I worked outside the home before I decided to stay home. And so naturally, when I thought of starting a business from home, the first thing I did was, okay, well, I'll start like a little bookkeeping firm or something like this. And then I decided, you know, to do that. And as I started my firm, I realized that I really had a passion for nutrition and exercise. And I really loved researching about it and working towards that and helping other mothers with that. And as I continued in my studies and my research and helping other mothers, I decided to start writing about it. So I started a blog. So that's the way to share your gifts with the world and be grateful for it. You know, and so now you've gone from keeping a personal journal of what you're awesome at, and now you're sharing it with the world in the form of a blog. And as you continue to work on your blog and you do your blog, you'll get better and better at it, and you'll attract more of an audience. And as you attract more of an audience, then you can help other people. And another thing that I did above and beyond that is I decided to reach out to international magazines. And with that, I started to, hi, Cheryl, how are you? With the international magazine that I wrote for, that was another opportunity for sharing my gift with a wider audience. So now I had my blog, and I've turned that gift and that gratefulness for that gift into an opportunity for myself, or a hobby, because I was actually volunteering to write for that magazine. So these are some ways to think about it. So just to recap, this is Cordelia Gafar, and this is the Replenish Me episode 2. And okay, I am live on my Facebook page, and that's, you'll hear me commenting or reading comments from people every once in a while. But also, please feel free to call in to my radio show at 646-668-2081. And I can take your questions live while we're on the show today. So while you're taking time to journal your gifts and maybe turn it into a blog, or maybe turn it into a business, or maybe just help other people with it. These are ways that will help you to embrace your amazing gifts and keep sharing with the world. The next thing is, the next thing is, why are you enough? And why you have things to be grateful for. So let's think about this for a minute. You know, a lot of times we struggle with just that point. Am I good enough? Do I really have anything to share with the world, right? So yes, I was keeping this blog, and then I started volunteering writing for a parenting magazine, right? And in doing that, I still felt a little bit unfulfilled. And it wasn't so much about the not getting the feedback, or it wasn't even about not having the audience that I was seeking. It was more about I knew that I had more to share with the world, but I didn't know how to do that. And this is why, reaching out to a larger audience through community is very important. And that's why I offer a Facebook community for moms, so they can build that sisterhood. And I know in this day and age, sometimes we feel really disconnected being online, because being online, you know, it's great to connect with people that are other places in the world or other places in your country, but there's nothing like being with women nearby. So be grateful for community. And sometimes when we're with the people that are closest to us, they may not help us with our gratefulness, right? They may not help us with feeling like we're the best we can be, or that we have these gifts, or you're amazing at flipping eggs. Look at that. You can make frittata, you know. They may not be cheering us on in that way. So I encourage moms to probably not go the regular route of joining a regular moms group. I would, what I've done this year is I even started my own meetup group. So seeking a community, a safe community, where you are with like-minded people that really resonate with your message and will encourage you in your positivity. So one of the things that I do to insulate my positivity and how I got to a place of feeling, yes, I'm enough, and really genuinely embracing that long term, was by just simply having empowering thoughts like, I am doing something by staying home with my kids and choosing to homeschool them. I am choosing to do something that's very important and really is more important to me than being a corporate accountant or, you know, having one of those kind of jobs that people, you know, really think is important. When I was in high school, what I really wanted to do with my life was to be a diplomat. And what I find is the basis of motherhood is diplomacy, especially the more kids you have. I mean, even if you have two, you have to be really good at diplomacy. Just being married, you have to be really good at diplomacy. So being grateful for the gift of communication and communicating your actual feelings and being honest. You don't have to be rude. That's the importance of journaling. Take a step back, journal about it, collect your thoughts, and really understand what it is that you need and what it is that you need to convey, what it is that you're seeking in your communication with others. And that will help you to understand that what you have is really enough. So it's a very empowering practice to see that journal, that log of your accomplishments. And in fact, I would encourage you that when you're keeping a log of accomplishments, don't put down there the things that you didn't do well or the things that went wrong. Keep that in a separate place. You can have your grumbling journal and your achievements journal and then your brain dump journal. But, you know, compartmentalize your thoughts. Don't let it all be in the same place. And the more you physically compartmentalize these thoughts, it'll be easier for you and seamlessly happening over a period of years. And that's really how I came to create Workout Around My Day, just actively compartmentalizing things physically, and eventually it came seamless to do it mentally. So, you know, this is something I've been doing for 15 or 16 years at this point. So it's not a process that happens overnight. You're not going to go from being, you know, however you don't want to be right now to who you want to be tomorrow. Take it one step at a time. And in the meantime, don't give yourself a hard time about it. And you'll find that you're more than enough and you have more than a million things to be grateful for. We really don't realize how awesome we are until we realize how awesome we are. So let's see. I want to invite you to be part of the conversation. Like I said, you can either put your, if you're on my Facebook page, go ahead and put a question in the chat, or if you are, if you'd like to call in and talk to me, you can call in to 646-668-2081. Okay. And we can open up this conversation and talk more about gratitude. And I want to say for the people that are joining on my Facebook page, I really appreciate you being here. My last point is actually a really long point. So I'm going to dive a little bit deeper in here and I'll recap before I do that. So we went through the steps of how to recognize your gifts and be grateful for them, how to get to a place of gratitude based on those gifts, and why you're enough and have much to be grateful for. Now, the last point is you are disciplined, you're organized, and you have resources. So let's tackle you are disciplined. A lot of times when I work with moms, one of the first things they say to me is, I need help with organizing my food schedule, or I need help with you know, putting together my day better and scheduling my time. I'm really bad at time management. Or they'll use the word, I'm just not disciplined. Well, I actually respectfully disagree with them. The one thing that you certainly are is you are very disciplined. You're good at not achieving your goals. And that's something to put in your achievement journal, okay? It's not that you lack discipline. It's that you lack something else, or there's something blocking you from achieving what it is that you want. So that is in itself a perspective shift. So that is a negative thought you're telling yourself. You're telling yourself, I am not disciplined. Don't tell yourself that you're not disciplined, because the more you tell yourself that you're not disciplined, it will appear to you that way. Okay? So you want to kick that negative thought out, and then you want to bring in the new thought, which is, I am very disciplined. Okay? I don't like to use the term positive affirmation, but you want to encourage yourself by saying, I am very disciplined, and then you go back to your journal and you see the things that you're really good at and what you've accomplished. This is my proof that I am disciplined, okay? So I am disciplined, and then you show yourself, go to your achievement journal and show yourself, this is the proof that I'm disciplined. Now, probably up until this journaling process has started for you, you may have been a person to keep a journal, or you may not have been a person to keep a journal. But by learning to compartmentalize where your thoughts go, you will also realize the next thing, which is you are organized. See, when our thoughts are all jumbled up in our heads and we just throw them all in the same place, then it appears to us that we're not organized, right? So let's say you're the type of person that, you know, everything is pristine, everything has its place, and you're very good at organizing things in this way. What makes you feel disorganized is that you don't organize your thoughts that way. So when you get to a place where you start organizing your thoughts the same way you organize your things, then you'll recognize that, yes, I am organized. It was the way that I was not keeping track of my thoughts that made me appear to not be organized. Okay? So you are disciplined. You are organized. Now, the last point is you do have resources. Now, you will hopefully have an achievement journal and a brain dump journal at the very minimum, okay? So you have journals that where you're tracking the things that you've achieved, and you have a journal where you're also keeping track of just all the other random things. But you can start categorizing those random things, so you compartmentalize them, and you'll do better at seeing yourself as a resource, right? Because now, first and foremost, before you pick up the phone to talk to somebody else, you have your own track record as your resource. Just like when you were a career person, right? You had a track record. There was, you know, your portfolio showed that you achieved, you know, this and that and those things, right? And you were keeping a track record. But for some reason, now that you're home, you're not. Keep your track record, and you are your resource. The next thing is now your next set of resources would be the people closest to you. Who are those people who are close to you? Hopefully now you have a supportive community of people who, like a great mom's group that you've created. Maybe you created your own meetup. Maybe you've reached out to a meetup that already existed with what you're looking for, right? So there are keywords that you want to look for when you go into meetup. Maybe what you're seeking is self-nurturing. I created a meetup called Self-Nurturing for Moms locally. And maybe you're seeking, you know, moms that like to swim. Maybe you're seeking moms that like to, you know, whatever it is that you're seeking, that is your new resource. You may even have the resource of the new friends that you're meeting in those groups. Maybe you're not a group person. Maybe you just went to one of those meetings and you connected with this person who has a kid the same age as your kid. And now you guys can, you know, go play tennis together or shoe shopping or take a walk or, you know, whatever it is that fulfills a need that you're looking for. So these are the things that are your resources. Maybe they're, you know, you joined a book club because you like to read books. And, you know, maybe you always read fantasy books and it just made you feel worse. And fantasy books were just bringing you down. And you found out through your new book club, they read adult books, right? Which are self-help books. And in reading those books, you found out all the amazing things about yourself and all the untapped resources, again, within yourself. So these are several ways where you can see that you've already got resources. Sometimes it may just be a situation where I know I was talking to a mom recently, and she's having issues with you know, picking up the house. And she's like, well, you know, the laundry's never folded. Things are all over the place. I've always got, you know, laundry baskets. And so I said, well, how old is your child? And she said, well, he's almost 3. And I said, well, can he fold? And she said, yes. And I said, well, what about you guys doing it together? Oh, no, he'll make a mess. And, you know, I'll just never get it done. And I said, okay, well, just try it. And sure enough, she decided to try and see, you know, what would it be like to try and actually clean up in the presence of her 3-year-old. And she found out that her 3-year-old enjoyed cleaning up. And so now she had a resource and a little kid, whereas she looked at her little kid as a burden before. So, you know, let's not discount the fact that our children, they want to be just like us. They want to follow our example. They want to be near us. They want to love us, which is why every time I go live or I get on my radio show, one of my kids or two of my kids or 3 of my kids will show up. And like right now, I have a live audience observing me now because they want to be near you and they want to do things with you always. So don't shut them out. Your kids are a resource. No matter how old or how young, even my big kids, you know, sometimes they'll say, oh, mom, you know, what are you doing? Can I do that with you? And I'll be like, I'm cutting onions. It's like so boring. Oh, mom, your eyes are watering. Let me do that. Okay. I'm not crazy about cutting onions, but I don't think about it anymore. So then all of a sudden I go from taking, you know, 25 minutes for prep time to having 10 minutes for or 12 minutes for prep time because there are 2 people doing the prep, you know? So these are built-in resources sometimes that we have. And sometimes even our spouses or, you know, maybe a neighbor, there are resources all over the place. Just don't, you know, open your mind. Don't close your mind. Don't shut yourself down. Don't shut yourself off. Don't keep it all in your head is really what I'm saying. And that gives you more opportunities for openness and gratitude. And you'll see that, you know, I'm so grateful for having this little person. This person really enjoys my company. This person wants to help me. Why did I ever think of this person as a burden? You know, I love this person and I love spending time with them and I love But now that we did it together, I have more time to do stuff that I really want to do with them. Okay, so that is the piece about resources. And so let's recap. You are disciplined, you are organized, and you have resources. Thank you for joining whoever has just come on my Facebook page. When you come in, put your name and say hello so that I know who you are, because on Facebook, they don't really tell us all that. Your names don't always pop up. This is the second episode of the Replenish Me show. My name is Cordelia Gafar. I'm the founder of Workout Around My Day. And if you would like to join the conversation today, I welcome you to call in to 646-668-2081 or hop over to my Facebook page, if whichever is easier for you, at WOAMD. Okay, it's Workout Around My Day. Today, we've been talking about gratitude for moms. And I'm just going to recap my last point about you are disciplined. So in your achievement journal, that is your track record. So you can see all the things that you're really good at doing. That is your proof to you that you're disciplined. Okay? It is also the proof to you that you're organized. And if you keep more than one journal, one for your achievements, one for your brain dump, and one for your things that you're not so happy for, you'll start to compartmentalize your thoughts, and you'll visually see that you're compartmentalizing those thoughts, and you'll realize that it's not that you're disorganized, it's just that all your thoughts, you lump them all together, and it appears to you that you're disorganized. So that will help you to shift your perception, your perspective on whether or not you're disciplined or whether or not you're organized. You have resources. You have resources in places and in people that you don't even think that you have resources. I gave the example of the mom with the 3-year-old son. Little kids can help you with a whole lot of things, and they want to. And believe it or not, the more of those things you give them, they will be more coordinated, and they'll be more capable as they grow older. And they'll want to do more things as they grow older. A lot of people dread, you know, looking forward to the teenage years, but the teenage years are just, it's from what I can see so far. And my oldest one is 16. They're really the same people. They just are a lot bigger. In my case, they're actually taller than me. They're a lot bigger and they have a much better vocabulary. But in their heart, they're really the same. They love the same, they do the same things, they want the same things, they're just bigger. And you have resources in yourself, right? Because you're keeping your track record and you see how amazing you are and all the things that you are capable of. And even you don't realize what you're capable of until you really look at that. And whenever I find myself being ungrateful, and maybe I've stopped journaling for a little while, I go back and I start journaling again. Now, one thing that you may not have heard me talk about today was keeping a gratitude journal. A lot of people throw that out there. I don't see it that way. Keeping a gratitude journal is great and it may be useful for some people, but if you keep a running track record of achievements, to me, that's your gratitude journal, because if you'll see over time that your perspective will shift on what's in there. In the beginning, you may be grateful that you were able to cook a meal. You may be grateful that you were able to, you know, wash a load and put all the laundry away. And then, you know, after a couple of months, you may realize that you're grateful for things like, you know, I smiled all day long, right? That's something to be grateful for. And it's something that you probably weren't recognizing before. You know, the fact is the things that you look at and the smaller level of things that you're grateful for, that is really an achievement. And that is something that doesn't happen overnight. But I'm going to leave you with those thoughts for today. I know we covered a lot, but there's a lot, really a lot to be grateful for. And like I said in the beginning, there's a lot of negativity flying around these days. The best thing you can do for yourself is to insulate yourself with empowering positive thoughts. Look at what's good happening. And in the beginning, what I see the good that's happening is people are coming together. This is the most awake America has been since probably the early 70s. It's taken us 40 years to remember that we are the land of the free and the home of the brave, and that we are all sisters and brothers and humanity. And that is something to be grateful for, because it looks like it's something that was forgotten. And if we had been keeping an achievement journal all these years, we wouldn't have forgotten that. Don't make yourself complacent. Don't lose yourself to things that don't matter. And don't let the negativity infiltrate your thoughts. Be grateful and be happy and recognize all your gifts, all your resources, and everything that you have to share with the world. So please reach out to me. If you were not able to attend my show live today, like I said, I actually am doing this on my Facebook page. So I encourage you to come to my Facebook page, which is Workout Around My Day. Or you can always connect with me on my website, which is workoutaroundmyday.com. Or you can find me anywhere on social media, Instagram, Periscope, or Twitter, just at my name, Cordelia Gafar. But I thank you so much for listening in and tuning in today and sharing this time with me and listening to my thoughts on gratitude and motherhood. And I hope that this has benefited you, and you have an amazing day. Bye now. I haven't closed the show. So with that, I'm going to close the show now. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time. Bye now. Where am I closing? I can do anything. I can reach any goal today. I can do what I want. I can be what I want to be.
Coach on Fire Radio.